Hello and welcome to Embodied Living Yoga. I'm your host, Shannon Elliott. I'm very honored that you're listening. This episode is a Dharma talk and meditation on digesting and assimilating our thoughts and emotions. Ayurveda, which is an age-old science on balancing your system, says we are what we digest, not what we eat. And I think that this is huge. This makes so much sense to me as I look back or reflect on areas where I tend to get stuck in my life. And it literally is something that is not digested. And it's sitting there and building and building and building. And, you know, if we keep it sitting there, it bursts in a very often toxic kind of way as it exits out, as it exits out. It's not only painful for us, but it's painful for those around us. So this undigested product, it not only applies to our food, but also our thoughts and emotions. And when left undigested, as I was saying, we can become quite chaotic. We want to make sure that we are taking the time in our daily lives to purify and clean our subconscious. It's arguably more important than any other daily practice. Meditate. And as you listen, I hope that you contemplate and you reflect and that you're able to go deeper into yourself. And I would love if we could all make a commitment to be kind, accepting, and nourishing along the way. So I hope that you enjoy the talk, and I look forward to hearing what you think. Namaste. All right. So today I was thinking a little bit about, there's something that's in Ayurveda that they call Ama. So Ayurveda, if we don't know, is it's like 5,000 plus year old science that basically it allows you to get your body working the way it's supposed to so that you can attend to your soul. And really what happens for a lot of us, so it's very aligned with yoga. You know, a lot of it in Ayurveda has to do with the food and the diet, and then the food and the diet combined with what we're doing. When our body is working properly, we can attend to our soul. But most of the time, our body is working against us because it's gotten a little confused, we'll say, and toxic. And then we're attending to our body and our mind all the time. And we don't actually have a relationship to our soul. That makes sense. And so the Ama, they say in Ayurveda that the Ama is undigested food, right? So it's undigested anything, really. There's a food component and then there's a mind component. And this is what I find very interesting. So it's not the byproducts, right? The waste. That's supposed to leave us. But what happens is because our digestion, we're not assimilating properly our food, and we're not assimilating our emotions and our thoughts. And then it builds up. And then it gets toxic. And then it creates lots and lots of issues that can be anything, really, right? Any way, any form that it's happening for you. And so when I was thinking about like the next layer of this is that we build up these toxins because we don't know how to process our emotions, or we don't allow ourselves to process. Kind of like Nicole was saying yesterday, I had a really angry day. You know, but she's not angry today. So she moved it through. Do you know, like that's the point. We have to move it through us. And what happens is with a lot of us, and I think a lot of yoga people, as I look around, like what I can see in you, right? We get those undigested emotions, and then there's something called vata, and vata is the air quality, right? And they describe vata as being dry and cold and irregular. So you have undigested stuff, and then you have, like, I think of it as like a windstorm that is completely erratic. Make sense? Yeah. So what we want to do in the yoga practice is to be able to get the stuff assimilated and out of us so that we can be clear. We talk about like directing our prana. It's not that the air doesn't come in and the life force, right? But we want to be masters of how we move it through us. And we can't do that when we're just full of all this stuff. So there's a couple different ways that what happens is that how do we start to move through this? Because I listen to a lot of things and they tell you all these things, but then they don't tell you what to do. Does that happen? I'm like, yeah. Great. That's me. So now what? So here's what I'm going to say. It's not going to be a lot, but the ways to start to move through to get your system on track is diet and exercise, okay? And I think our culture does a lot of diet and exercise. And I don't mean diet. I mean what we're taking in, nourishment, we'll say, and exercise. But then how do you think you clear your mind?
Meditation.
Thank you. Meditation. And so what we don't do, a lot of us, is clear out the garbage in our mind. We spend all of our time clearing out the garbage and everything else, but not our minds. And so what happens is that it literally becomes like a heap of subconscious thoughts that just, it's like, they build and they build and they build. There's a teaching that says every time you blink your eye once, 1,000 thoughts comes, right? Maybe we pick up one. So if we pick up one and move it through, 999 go into the subconscious. If you're not cleaning that daily, how can we be balanced in our state, right? Because it's just a buildup, so much ama, right? So it's like I visualize it, and that's why I keep doing this. I always think of it like a street cleaner. Like as you're meditating, it starts to move through. The gong also does it. It clears the subconscious. There's lots of ways that we can do it, but really meditate. And so the whole point of all of this, before we're going to start with the meditation, but the whole point of all of this is that when we can set our system working properly, we get to be who we're made to be. This is what I think about with teacher training, like what I think we've spent a lot of time in our teacher training doing and setting it up. Is to set it up so that we can get you and we design it so that you can be you. Right? I'm not interested in you being me or me being you. Although we do that a lot, right? Like what she does is so cool. Her outfit's so cool. You know, she's doing this great thing in her life. I want to be like that. I want to travel the world. I want to, whatever it is. Right? But that's not your path. And so, you know, the whole yoga practice is to have an experience of you. And it's got to be like, what is you? What are you here for? And you can't see that when you have all this other crap. Okay, so we're going to do a meditation. And we'll start with that. And it is a Kundalini meditation, but it's a neutral mind meditation. And it's one that is totally neutral. So you'll have a neutral response. So it has some breath in it, and this is why I think it's actually, it's one of my favorite meditations. I do it almost every day because it works with sound and what you're putting in. So we want to be putting in, bringing in, what we're bringing in is nourishing thoughts, elevating thoughts, nourishing food, elevating food, nourishing movement, right, to not be harsh. And when you put that stuff into your system, you actually have less to clean, so that's good. And it helps to, you know, it helps to keep you more clear, we'll say. And so you're putting in that sound, but then this particular sound is, it's Sata Nama, it's all silent, right? Which is Sat Nam broken up, and Sat Nam means truth is your essence, which is what I'm talking about, right? Your soul, your truth. It's different for each one of us. And so you're putting in that sound, and that particular sound, at its, like, the way it vibrates, it clears your subconscious and helps to wipe out old karma. So to me, it's like, okay, one layer, two layer. And then the third layer, because it has breath with it, it starts to remove the blocks in your system and you can start to direct the prana. And when you can direct the prana in a positive way, right, you become the master. Norma always said it's we're here and we're energy moving through form, which I think is a very cool description. Right? And so those are like the three elements of why I like this meditation. So I'm going to explain what we're going to do. The breath first is that you're going to do four segmented breaths. It's like four sniffs in through the nose. And each time you'll say mentally to yourself, sa, ta, na, ma. And then you're going to hold it, suspend the breath, say sa, ta, na, ma four times. And then exhale two times through the nose, so it's segmented. And on that one, you mentally say Wahe Guru. So the Wahe Guru is connection to the infinite. Okay, so you're connecting to your soul,
through that sound, and then you're connecting to the infinite. Okay, so it'll look like this, your own pace, of course. So when you hold, it's a pause, it's a suspension where the prana and that life force gets to be held in. It's not, so it's soft.
So each inhale,
okay.
Inhale, it's a satanama for each one.
Yep, satanama. And then
pause, you
hold
say,
it,
satanama,
four.
Satanama, satanama,
satanama,
satanama, satanama, four times. And then?
Wahe guru. Yep. And it's all set. And don't worry if you only end up, whatever count it is fine. Okay, so we'll just do it maybe 3 or 4 minutes and then we'll move. Okay, so hands can be up or down, whatever you choose. Maybe thumb and index together. Have the eyes closed, internal gaze up. You can take an inhale first through the nose. Now open the mouth, exhale completely. Navel to spine. And then begin. And take a full inhale. Let's pause and suspend the breath. Internal gaze up towards the third eye and press the tongue to the roof of the mouth. And through the nose, exhale. Just take a moment, allow the eyes to remain closed just a couple breaths longer. As we move through our practice, just that attention on helping to weave the prana in a way that is useful. And so it's very different than controlling or directing, right? Not that. Notice the word weave. It is a very different word. And so to invite that idea that we can become masters at weaving our own prana in a purposeful and meaningful way. And allows the soul to lead, and the result is that you get to do what you are meant to do here on this planet, your life's work, your purpose, your dharma. And you can allow the eyes to open. Okay, and move your way onto hands and knees.
Thank you so much for listening to the second episode of the Embodied Living Yoga podcast. Take a look at where you weave well in your life already. There's a word in Sanskrit, pranava. It states that we have everything we need, and everything we need, we have. It's such a profound statement. So the question becomes, what will we do with it? I hope that we all can really be conscious and continue to weave in a way that uplifts not only ourselves, but those around us. If you liked what you heard, please feel free to share with a friend who may be interested. And as well, you know, if you liked it, we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast. You could also email us with any feedback or questions at shannon@onyxyogastudio.com. And you can check out everything that's happening at shannonelliottyoga.com. I'm so honored that you are here. Have a beautiful day. Thanks again. We are light. We are love. We are peace. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.